Nolte, Mitt Romney is an idiot. By John Nolte on January 3, 2019. As the freshman senator from Utah, Mitt Romney is a long way from the presidency. That has to be especially tough on a two-time presidential loser with you-know-who sitting in the Oval Office. A guy who took the brass ring by doing the exact opposite of what you did. My opinion of Mitt Romney has changed over the years. When he lost the Republican nomination to John McCain in 2008, I thought he was a classy guy with a future. When he lost the general election to Barack Obama in 2012, I thought he was a good man with a glass jaw. When he repeatedly got on his high horse to sabotage Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016, I thought he was an opportunistic sleazebag gorging on sour grapes and his own monstrously selfish sense of virtue. But now, after reading his Washington Post jihad against Trump, I finally figured what Mitt Romney really is: an idiot. Romney might have a high IQ, but he's a political moron. Let's first dispel with the idea that Romney wrote this op-ed out of some pressing moral need to condemn Trump's supposed indecency. Decent people don't contribute to the far-left Washington Post, a news outlet that published a countless number of lies to sabotage Romney, that attacks the children of Republicans, that tells almost as many lies as CNN. Secondly, decent people sure as hell do not then run to a blacklisting, violence-promoting gangster outfit like CNN to promote that op-ed, and do so specifically with a presidential penis-obsessed serial liar like Jake Tapper, who is so gosh darn virtuous he remains silent as his own audience boot a rape victim. Oh, and let us never forget the series of fake news depth charges CNN dropped on Romney in 2012. So why would Romney do such a thing? Why would Mr. Decency align himself with objectively indecent organizations and people? And now we come to the part about Romney being a moron. Just as his fellow moron John McCain believed in 2008, I think Romney actually believes two things. 1. Sucking up to the media by backstabbing the sitting Republican president is a path to another shot at the Oval Office. 2. When he does run for president again, the same media that relentlessly tarred him as a sexist, racist, plutocrat, job-killing corporate raider who tortures dogs, bullies gays, and gives women cancer, will appreciate him this time. If Mitt Romney were on fire, I wouldn't spit on him. And then there's number 2. Romney, the Vichy Republican betraying our president to the Washington Post and CNN and Tapper, the worst of the worst of the worst. Tone deaf doesn't even begin to explain it. Is there not a single one of Mitt Romney's handlers who can see what is going on here? Are all of these so-called professionals so blinded by hate and arrogance that they truly cannot grasp how their boy is being played? Do they actually believe this siren song? Dear Willard. We were so wrong about you in 2012, and we are so sorry. The bad orange man has returned us to our senses, and now we see that you are a pure and noble man who deserves to be president. So how does this sound? Let's bury the hatchet, you come on over, and we'll destroy Trump together and make you president. Xau. The establishment media. Although the rest of us can see the open maw of this trap from a mile away, this nitwit still hasn't figured out that this charade is only about one thing: putting a Democrat back in the White House in 2020. And the best shot the media have of accomplishing that is if an insecure simpleton can be fooled into running a destructive primary campaign against Trump. And this is the best part. Even if Romney were somehow able to win the 2020, or even the 2024, Republican nomination, his cowardice has doomed him with a GOP base that will never ever support a weasel who attacks Republicans with unbridled glee and has no stomach to go after Democrats. In other words, dear hashtag GopSmartSet, past is prologue. My God, you people are stupid. But that's the least of it. The media will then turn Willard the Noble into, you guessed it, a sexist, racist, plutocrat, job-killing corporate raider who tortures dogs, bullies gays, and gives a woman cancer. Honestly, what kind of spineless, squealing little gerbil kisses up to the monsters who launched one audacious lie after another to aggressively destroy his presidential ambitions? What kind of mewling, bitter, sore loser cry bully allows himself to be used as a prop in the UN American campaign to overturn the 2016 presidential election through impeachment? I'll tell you what kind. An idiot, a moron, a stoop, a sleazy stooge. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.